The following program is for informational and educational purposes only. This program does not replace medical, mental health, or psychological diagnosis and treatment prescribed by your personal physician, psychologist, therapist, or other healthcare provider. Please consult your provider for diagnosis and care before beginning or changing any program or idea discussed. Welcome to Child Psych Central with your host, Dr. Beth Onofrack. Effective parenting is all about understanding your child and responding with compassionate competence. On today's show, we'll focus on explanations, solutions, and resources designed to help you understand why young children think and behave the way they do. Now, here is Dr. Beth Onofrack.
Welcome to Child Psych Central, Discover the Kid Brain. We discuss mental health matters of today's young children here on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Each week, we demystify child development and the kid brain as we discuss child conditions, issues, and services. I'm your host, Dr. Beth Onofrack, and I am a practicing clinical child psychologist in Phoenix, Arizona. You can reach me at my website, drbethkids.com, my blog, A Child in Mind, on WordPress that you can also find on the website. I'm also on Facebook and on Twitter where you can follow me. And please email me your thoughts about this program to radio at drbethkids.com. Please let me know about topics that you would like to hear more about. Today, we're going to be talking about a subject that affects so many kids, and it falls under the topic heading there of both issues and services, because we're talking about something that can be helpful to children who are going through their parents' divorce. Divorce is such a painful experience and topic for children and youth, one that can be so difficult for them to discuss. Parents may yearn to communicate with their kids about the many changes that divorce brings, only to find them shut down, closed off, not wanting to talk about it at all. So, in my view, any tool that improves communication over this sensitive life transition bodes really well for child and teen coping and for family-wide communication as those changes occur. My guest today, joining us live from London, has created a tool that bridges that painful gulf between kids and parents after divorce. It is a deck of conversation cards in the Fink series called Talking with Children About Divorce. The author is Sue Atkins, who joins me today. Sue Atkins is an internationally recognized parenting expert, broadcaster, speaker, and author of these Amazon bestsellers, Parenting Made Easy, How to Raise Happy Children, and Raising Happy Children for Dummies in that famous black and yellow series of books. She also authored the highly acclaimed CD series, Parenting Made Easy. Sue Atkins offers practical guidance for bringing up happy, confident, resilient children from toddler to teen. In the United Kingdom, she appears regularly on the award-winning flagship ITV show This Morning, on BBC Breakfast, and the Jeremy Vine Show on BBC Radio 2. Her parenting articles as well are published all over the world. Sue has just launched the first in her series of apps for iPhone and iPad, The Secrets to Well-Behaved Kids, available on iTunes. And her free books with practical tips and helpful advice can be found at thesueatkins.com. Sue Atkins, welcome to Child Psych Central.
Well, I'm delighted to be here. Thank you so much, Beth, for inviting me. It's really exciting to be pals across the pond.
Across the pond, indeed, yes. And Sue, over there across the pond in the United Kingdom, you are so very well known and beloved, and you're really a fixture in television and radio over there. I'm so pleased to introduce you to listeners elsewhere who may not yet know you quite as well, but by the end of today, they're going to know you and I'm sure love you, Sue, because you're, well, you're just so peppy and you're so real, which is just such a wonderful...
Thank you. I love that word, peppy. That's not a word that we use in the UK, so I think that's an Americanism. I love it.
Well, you know, we may have a few linguistic lessons here between us and with our listeners.
Well, that's wonderful, isn't it? That's really great.
It sure is. We will be transcultural here today and exchange some fun terms, yes. Well, Sue, I would love it if you would please open up this first segment with us by telling us about your parenting work and your particular concern in the area of divorce.
Yes, well, I've been working in the area of parenting now for about 10 years. I'm obviously a parent myself, which makes it unusual here in the UK sometimes for parenting experts. I've got two kids of my own. My son is 22 and my daughter is 20. And I've seen more and more families, going through this very challenging, tough time of divorce, not knowing where to turn, not knowing how to find the support they need, not quite knowing how to tell the children, because I spend a lot of my time working with the parents together. It's very, very important, that initial conversation that you're going to have with your children, that you have planned it, you have thought about it, and if possible at all, you are singing from the same song sheet at times, because what you say to your children at this crucial time, they will remember forever, and you don't really want them destroyed and distraught and traumatized and stressed around the decision. So you need to give them that optimism, that hope, and a sense of confidence about what's going to happen, because let's face it, there are going to be massive, massive changes in their lives as well as your own. So we owe it to our kids to try and get that bit right. And that's where I've noticed I've written my Talking to Children About Divorce cards to help parents just begin those difficult conversations.
And indeed, a very difficult conversation that is. And I think I heard you say that you'd like parents to be talking from the same song sheet. And that may not be an Americanism over here. We might say that just that we're on the same page.
Yes,
and your point, obviously, is that if parents are saying similar things at this critical time versus, well, your mother, blah, 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 and well, your father, blah, 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 then kids get two stories, and then they really don't know where to put their trust and how to, it probably messes up coping pretty badly.
Well, it does, and it puts the children in the center like pawns in a game or a game of chess. Because children feel caught in the middle, and we mustn't do that. And often, the children I work with and the families I work with, regardless of the age, children often say, is it my fault that Daddy left? Is it my fault that Mummy left? They take on that responsibility, and they shouldn't, because it's nothing to do with them. And you have to talk about that and explain to them about, you know, when you fall out with a friend sometimes, and that's what happened to Mummy and Daddy, but we still love you, and that's the most important message of all.
Absolutely. We are going to be spending quite a bit of time, in our program today talking about the conversation cards that you have created, and we'll be getting to some specific content there and how you suggest or how you've envisioned that they be used. But I just want to back up a moment for now. I believe you said that the cards can be used by parents to help open up conversations with kids about this painful topic. Am I following you right there?
Yes, absolutely. And also they can be used here in the UK. Not many schools have resources for children around this very difficult topic. Teachers aren't trained in it. So they can be used by schools. They can be used by therapists, counselors, anybody that has an interest or a link, even grandparents that would like to start some sort of conversations. And you turn over one or two, you don't have to do the whole lot. You need to be in a relaxed state, you need to be in a great place yourself. And then you just start by saying, well, let's have a chat, keep it light. Also, start looking at the positive stuff and start remembering some funny memories or great holidays so that your children don't feel under pressure to talk to you, but they feel it's a lovely, safe place to start to explore their emotions. And you can do it fairly regularly, and you can do it over time. So, of course, emotions change over that period as people settle down and get used to what's happening to them. So they're a fantastic tool that you can dip in and out of when you feel like it.
Yes, and Sue, I hear you talking as about almost a prerequisite for starting to use these cards, of first making sure that you, the adult, are in an okay place I imagine it'd be pretty hard to just whip out the deck of conversation cards when you really feel that you're falling apart, when you don't feel like you can hold it together, you know, through a conversation. And so what I hear you saying is what I share with my families that visit me so often. Timing is everything, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And of course, you can use them yourself. I mean, the thing is to open them up, have a look through them, become familiar with them. And in fact, Some of them will help you get into a good place or have some of the answers. Of course, you can't have all of the answers because everything's thrown up in the air. But if you can offer some basic assurances to your kids, if you can appear somewhat confident, even though your world's falling apart, they will take their lead from you. So the cards can even do that when you just flick through them or look through them yourself, helping you form some of the ideas that you want to pass on to your kids.
Oh, yes. Actually, then the opposite of what I have entitled this show, which I have called it Pick a Card, Any Card. What instead you mean is better to not be so random about it. Take a look through these cards yourself first and start forming some of your ideas as you begin to use them as a tool to chat with your child.
Yes, I mean, if you do that first, then you can pick a card, any card, and I get that, you know, that you can do that afterwards, but you might find it helpful yourself as the adult going to lead the conversation or begin the opening kind of difficult conversations to kind of know where it might lead. But then, with the kids, just pick a card and see what comes up and make sure that they're in a good place too. Because, as you said, timing is everything. It's not a good idea to, when you're rushing out to school on the school run, to suddenly pick a card and start talking then. But you know what kids are like, though, actually, to be honest. They open up when they want to open up. And I think a wise parent goes with the flow of that moment as well.
Indeed, yes. Perhaps a card that a child even just glanced at in your deck may not have felt like talking about at the moment. They might open that topic up at a completely other time, and often for what feels like a parent to be out of the blue.
Yes. I mean, often I know that children sometimes, and teenagers in particular, may come in late at night or wherever they've been and sit on the end. Well, and this is a true story about my own life, actually, about something or other. And, you know, they would come in and sit on the end of my bed. And I'd gone to bed, you know, with a good book and hot chocolate. And they wanted to sit and talk. And a wise parent, I remember doing it. I put my book down and took my glasses off and listened. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the best gift you can give your children, the gift of listening to them properly. I'm looking at them in the eye, you know?
Yes, you took off your glasses, you put down your book. How lovely.
Yeah.
Well, Sue, we are getting ready to head into a break. And I'm just kind of having a thought as we end this, that it's this show is about things that help children, but boy, these cards that you have created in conjunction with the Think Company, we'll talk a bit about that in the next segment, really also support parents in this job. And in supporting parents, that in turn so helps the children going through this difficult time.
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely, yes. Well, let me tell you a bit where you can find Sue Atkins if you'd like to look her up during the break. She is at the Sue Atkins, and that's A-T-K-I-N-S. If you just do Sue Atkins, you might find some other people who are not the Sue Atkins.
so, well, actually, there's a Sue Atkins sitting on a boat somewhere, actually.
Is she?
So I am the one and only Sue Atkins.
Yes, there is.
You'll never forget me. There you go. With my hair and my enthusiasm, hopefully you won't forget that I've got a passion to help you through all these different challenges.
That's exactly right. You can take a look at my Facebook feed this week as I've been so excited getting ready to have Sue join me. You'll see many pictures of Sue with her beautiful blonde hair and her lovely wispy kind of reddish hair tones there on the front. Sue, you are unforgettable in so many ways. Wonderful. When we come back from a break, we will talk about how she came to create the divorce cards and a little bit more about some specifics about that. And we do hope you will stay with us. You can always reach me at my website, drbethkids.com. And you can follow me on Facebook and Twitter. Please stay with us. We'll be back for more of Sue Atkins Across the Pond.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Every day, you hear so much about different aspects of the health and wellness field. One day, you hear one thing, and the next day, you hear something that contradicts what you heard the day before. How do you know what's right? Try tuning in to The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness today with Dr. Neil Nathan. Our goal is to educate and explore this field with guest experts in order to help you take control of your health and well-being. Listen Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Do you know about Reiki? This method of healing can complement Western medicine as well as other alternative practices. Besides healing, it can have the additional effect of making you feel more positive about yourself and the world around you. By tuning into For the Love of Reiki with host Paula Vale, you'll find how Reiki can improve your health, bring balance into your life, and fill you with joy. For the Love of Reiki is broadcast live every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time and 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Explore the power of natural healing with Howard Strauss. Join us each week for an informative program that'll help you learn effective healing methods using natural remedies. Howard's guests include top researchers, authors, and experts who will share their views on a variety of natural products and healing methods that really work. Tune in to The Power of Natural Healing with Howard Strauss, Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to Child Psych Central. To find out more about this groundbreaking program, please visit Dr. Beth's website at drbethkids.com. That's drbethkids.com. Now, back to Child Psych Central. Discover the kid brain.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Beth Onofrack. You can visit me at drbethkids.com, where you can find more information about this radio program, my clinical services, media content, and my workshops. In the local Phoenix, Arizona area, on April 17th, I have a very special event coming up. It's my first one-day interactive parent workshop. I'm calling it Savvy Solutions for Your Challenging School-Age Child, covering kids from kindergarten through eighth grade. It's going to be held at Lexus Preparatory School from 9 to 3, co-sponsored by Lexus Preparatory School and Penn, the Phoenix Education Network. Registration is limited to 50, and it includes lunch and a big, thick, wonderful manual. Details are at lexisprep.com and my website, drbethkids.com. I am back with my guest, Sue Atkins, who is joining me live from London. It's 10 here in Phoenix. It's 5 o'clock in London, and I'm just so pleased, Sue, that you and I can connect over this really important topic of divorce.
Oh, me too. Yeah, very important topic.
Absolutely. I would love you to tell us a bit more about how you came to create these divorce cards, how you started to come up with the content for what they all say.
Well, I mean, I've been doing workshops for women in particular, sometimes families. I do something called a 5-step self-esteem solution workshop, encouraging families and building self-esteem in children. And then I noticed that more and more women in particular with their kids were coming to see me as they were going through the divorce process, because it's kind of, as I always say, divorce is a process, it's not an event. So you go through highs and lows. And if people look at my blog, I've written many articles, and one in particular about the 7 stages that you go through, from denial to eventually acceptance to eventually the Phoenix stage. And in my program of, you know, 6 one-to-one coaching sessions, we cover all sorts of things. And we cover telling the children and where you are now, and we look at the finances, and we look at the assurances that we can give kids. And so it was a natural progression. When my friend Lisa Warner was looking to create some conversational cards, because she does wonderful work around all sorts of difficult conversations, from Down syndrome to dyslexia to bereavement, she was looking at someone who could write some, cards around divorce. And so we got together and we brainstormed one day, sitting here around my kitchen table, and it was just so easy. We worked so well together, and all these 48 cards just sort of fell out of me, these questions that typically parents ask me about how to tell the kids what to say, things like, what do you want to say to your dad? Can you still love someone when they're divorced? I mean, what changes when people divorce? You know, how will I tell my friends? All sorts of stuff. And so we came together and we created these cards. And then we went on to, because we have so many, we've got another pack, which is a very small little pack. There's 20 of them in a ring, you know, like a little key ring that kids carry around with them.
Uh-huh.
The top typical 20 questions that children ask their parents, so that, you know, you've got a little conversation, a mini conversation just right there, because they have their little worries and their concerns, regardless of their age, whether they're young, whether they're toddler or teen almost. And if you're confident and assured, then these conversations can actually help your child feel more secure. So that's how it came about, and now we're going to carry on. These are the emotional pack. I'm currently writing at the moment with Shoesmiths, my friend Chris Longbottom, who's head of family law there. We're writing the legal pack, and then we're going to be writing the financial pack, because there's so many things to think about when you're going through a divorce. It's not just the emotional roller coaster. There's the finance, there's the legal, there's the whole worry about all sorts of things that you need to think about. So I'm creating a whole pack, and eventually then I hope to write some step family ones, and then the next pack will be eventually the self-esteem pack, because your self-esteem takes a massive hit whether you've instigated the divorce or not. It's a real process, and it really brings you sort of, you know, to look at yourself and who are you now and who do you want to be going forward when you get into the Phoenix stage. So yeah, these questions are just kickstarting the whole process, actually.
Oh, yes. It sounds like from your vast experience helping families through this really difficult transition that the cards just kind of tripped off your tongue. The topics came to you fairly easily.
Oh, they came very easily, because they're sort of, you know, nothing is that unusual in life. Most of the questions are real questions that real people have asked me. And, you know, this also reassures people that you are not alone, because one of the key things you feel at times is very, very alone. And the reason I know all about this, Beth, is I have recently gone through this harrowing process myself.
Yes.
And so I think this is what the universe has said, is now use this, you know, kind of painful experience to help other people. And, you know, that's what I'm hoping to do with it now, be able to understand really what people are going through, but not stay stuck there, because I've got skills and all sorts of techniques that I've learned through my career of, you know, doing this work that help me enormously move forward, perhaps much quicker than other people. So I would like to help people go through the process without damaging anybody's self-esteem as best we can. Basically, I'm tying the knot, divorce without damage.
Oh, divorce without damage. That is a wonderful aspiration, that's for sure. I'm just reflecting, Sue, that you are using your vast experience as a parenting expert and consultant and now blending it with the personal insights that are coming from this challenging time that you're going through.
Yes, exactly that. Yeah, and it's in fact, I'd love to do a TV series, because I think it's a universal problem, whether you live in England, you live in Australia, you live in America, wherever you live, you do go through the same emotions. And I would love to, you know, do a 6-week series with 6 different families, showing people that it doesn't have to be damaging. People don't have to suddenly send horrific letters through their lawyers that really damage everybody's kind of self-worth. Because if you've been married to someone for a long time, like I was actually married for 22 years, and I've known my husband 25, it's not great to suddenly just ditch that all down despite what's happened and then just start war. So for me, it's about mediating, collaborating, talking, communicating. And again, of course, you go through the stages. When you're in that absolute incandescent, angry stage, that is not the time to actually start talking to a lawyer. You need to recognize you're in that phase, sit with it for a while, get some professional help, like working with someone like me, who helps you move forward and through it, acknowledging it, respecting it, but not staying stuck in it. I mean, I remember one of my clients I was talking to, and he said, well, actually, I was in the angry phase, Sue, for 5 years. And I thought, that's because you didn't ask for help. And a lot of men think it's some sort of failure if they put their hand up and said, you know what, I'm struggling with this a little bit. I don't quite know what to do, don't know what to say, don't know how to cope with my own strong emotions. Can you help me? So the cards are there for that as well, to help people sort out their own emotions.
Yes, yes. And I think you said there are 48 cards in the deck, but I'm really, something caught my ear a few moments back when you said there's a separate smaller deck that is the top 20 typical questions that kids ask. I would love to hear just a bit about those top 20 concerns.
Well, there are things like, where will I put my stuff? Will I still see grandma? Will I stay at the same school? Will I be able to play netball or football or rugby or whatever sport the children are interested in? Will I, you know, can I still do that? You know, all those sorts of, what will happen to dad? What will happen to mum? Where will we live? There's, you know, they just trip off the tongue too, but they're a little small pack,
yes,
and they're on a kind of a key ring to make it kind of kid friendly. But that again is just to get those conversations started and help you start to be able to explain to your children, regardless of their age, some of the assurances and some of the changes and some of the exciting things. And sometimes, you know, divorce is the best thing that can happen to a family, because if you stay stuck together sometimes and there's this real undercurrent of kind of resentment, children grow up in that environment, and that's not good for them either. So I think it's healthy to start the conversations and get this all out in the open and help children cope.
Absolutely. And so many of those concerns that you've mentioned are very logistic, like how is my life day-to-day now going to be? Where's my stuff? Oh, and that one, that really resonates with me. And it, I believe a card like that could also prompt parents to make some collaborative decisions. Such as, you know, I know kids, they're like, oh my gosh, well, you know, they did their homework at dad's, but now in the morning, oh, they left that notebook there, and oh, where's and one parent buys them a new shirt, and can that shirt travel to the other household, or is it only worn in one? A video game, a screen, tablet, where is the stuff? What an important conversation to get going so that it doesn't just fester as a confusing
and
it's mystery.
It's important to see this whole event through the eyes of your child. So I often, when I'm working with parents, is, you know, would it be a good idea then to have three shirts at dad's for school? Because, you know, you stay on a Tuesday night, you stay over. And would it be helpful to have a spare pair of trainers over at mum's? So that, you know, when you have those moments of, oh God, where's my stuff, the children don't have a meltdown. Because it's the small things that sometimes absolutely tip them over, so they have a meltdown and they cry and they get anxious. And you don't want them failing at school over the practical things that actually, with a little bit of planning, a little bit of talking together, or a little bit of thought, can actually not happen at all. You can overcome an awful lot of that by being practical.
Yes, a small thing that could mean such a big, have a, such a big impact in a child's day could potentially be averted, yes, from the conversations that that get going from these cards. Ah, so we are getting ready to go into another break. And when we come back, I would like to follow up on a thought you just mentioned, that the cards help parents see through the eyes of the child. And this show is called Discover the Kid Brain. And the kid brain surely has a big coping task to manage divorce and continue what already is the hard work of plain old child development, managing your feelings, learning, figuring out friendships. And so I love your thoughts there about seeing it through the eyes of the child.
Wonderful. We'll do that next.
That sounds wonderful. In the meantime, please visit my guest at thesueatkins.com. She is joining us live from London. Please stay with us. We will be right back.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Can grief be good for you? Absolutely. It gets your attention, helping you evaluate your choices and relationships. Your losses define who you are. Tune in each week for Good Grief with host Cheryl Jones. Our show features those who have made incredible transformations by grieving their losses. You'll learn how to find your courage and strength. You'll discover the important things in your life and how to let go of things that are less important. Good Grief airs live Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness.
If you have a loved one that is undergoing treatment for substance abuse or mental illness, you owe it to them and yourself to tune in to One Hour at a Time with host Mary Woods. This compassionate and educational talk show will help you help those that you love by better understanding their condition and their personal recovery process. Tune in every Monday at 12 noon Pacific Time to One Hour at a Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Recovery begins this hour.
Healthcare today is full of complex questions and even more complex answers. On top of making choices about healthcare, how do you know that you're making the right choices? Natural medicine or conventional medicine? Should I seek a second opinion? What if I just don't feel right about the treatment I am recommended? Get the answers by tuning in to Rising Through It with Dr. Danielle McDuff, live every Friday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time and 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to Child Psych Central. To find out more about this groundbreaking program, please visit Dr. Beth's website at drbethkids.com. That's drbethkids.com. Now, back to Child Psych Central. Discover the kid brain.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Beth Onifrak. You can always find me at my website, drbethkids.com. I'd like to invite you to follow me on Facebook. Each week before the show, I put up several posts regarding the upcoming topic, regarding the host, so you have a chance to get to know them a little bit. Actually, Sue, I posted a picture of, I believe that's you jumping on a trampoline with some kids.
I love that picture.
Tell us about that picture. Who are you jumping with?
On the trampoline with my kids.
Oh, that is so, so cute. I thought to myself, well, I haven't met Sue Atkins in person, but I feel like I'm meeting her spirit through this photograph.
Oh, I love that picture. Mind you, that is a long time ago. My kids are 20 and 22 now.
Well, that's a super picture, and I invite you to take a look at it there.
Where did you put it? Tell me again.
It is on my business Facebook page under Dr. Beth Onifrak. And,
let's go and find that now in a minute.
You can go
look that up.
You can go find it there, Sue.
Wonderful.
Oh, before the break, and in the previous segments as well, we've been talking about Sue Atkins and her longtime work with families, her strong interest in helping families and especially women through divorce and the extensive work she has done, and how she teamed up with her friend, who is the owner, Lisa Warner, who is the owner of Think Cards, to create this deck of 48 conversation cards. And it sounds like it's just the first of several decks that Sue has planned to help families with other matters, legal, financial, step families, and self-esteem. And before the break, she mentioned that the cards can be helpful for parents to see through the eyes of the child, which is really the wellspring of this show for me. For parents to be able to listen about a topic and come away understanding a little bit more about underlying child development and the kid brain, so they can kind of see through the eyes of their child and kind of through the brain of your child, if you will. And Sue, as you and I were talking about during our little break, divorce just throws the child brain into such disarray. The center of the brain contains the limbic system, where we process feelings, and we're the most intense feelings are processed. And you know, when the limbic system, as I say, is on fire or is just overwhelmed, it's very hard for children to be able to use their higher thinking centers to solve problems. I wonder, Sue, if you have found, as I have, that sometimes when kids are going through a divorce, they can seem very scattered. They don't know where their stuff is. You have to tell them a couple of times. They're just confused, and communication can be even more difficult during that time.
Well, yes, because when we're under stress, everything kind of closes down, doesn't it?
Yes.
And don't forget that Mum's going through the same thing, and her brain is going through a tough time too, and Dad. So that actually everyone is kind of at sixes and sevens. So you have to allow for that. You have to be patient for that. You have to support your child through that, recognizing, which you've raised there, a very important part, that of course all these, you know, confusions and anxieties and, you know, forgetfulness is all linked to the stress related around that problem.
Yes, and if you have found times when you've been so upset, you say, I'm speechless, I can't even find the words. It literally means that your limbic system is so overwhelmed that it's harder for you to kind of connect to your language centers and process it and even put words on the feelings. And that happens to kids as well.
Yeah, and helping children name those emotions and express those emotions helps reduce that and helps them feel less stressed. And I always think that children who feel heard feel understood. And I think that's important, the gift we can give our children is that empathy and that compassion.
Yes, children who feel heard. One of the emotions that I know goes through children's minds during divorce periods is a lot of fear and a lot of worry. Many kids don't want to raise a question because they're afraid it's going to make mom cry or make them more upset again. I'm just imagining, Sue, how helpful the deck of cards could be for children to hold it in their hands, know that other kids across the world feel the same thing, and be able to, with these cards in hand, go to mom and say, Can we talk about this one? Just that physical
Absolutely.
Prompt.
Yeah, I mean, that's why you could have them around somewhere convenient. Don't make it a big deal. Don't have to make it a kind of a special occasion. Have them around. So a child who's feeling worried, anxious, or wants to be able to talk to you or with you feels that you are there for them. And the other important emotion is not just to make mum upset or dad upset, is actually sometimes they worry that they're going to make mum or dad angrier.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another thing to reassure your kids around and the questions that come from that. Look, we won't get angry. And the other thing I don't want parents to do is some of the parents I work with in my practice start to confide too much to their kids. Your children need you to be their parent, not their friend.
Mm-hmm.
And while you may be going through a tough time, you know, you do need to be mindful that they are children, regardless of their age. Even if you think they're 15 or 16, they can cope with what you're going to say. You need to make sure you don't offload on them. And the other thing I always say is, when people work with me, and I do my stuff over Skype or, you know, over the telephone or one-to-one, whatever way I work with people, that actually, you know, it should feel like a conversation with me because I'm very friendly, but actually I'm trained to help you get some answers. I'm here to give you clarity, direction, and confidence so that you can go back and be, you know, clear and confident with your kids. And I think that's very, very important.
Yes. And I know, Sue, that you have a special concern about self-esteem through this process, both self-esteem
yes.
of the child and of the parent. And, you know, from a child development point of view, self-esteem is a pretty fragile thing that can be knocked around just from everyday life, even when mm-hmm. divorce isn't happening. And what a harder hit it can take. Just to orient listening parents to remember that their child's self-esteem, which is in ongoing development, takes an extra hit during divorce and may need some extra support at that time.
And that's where I feel I come in, because I run something called a 5-step self-esteem divorce solution. It's a 6-week coaching program that I feel transforms people's lives, actually, because, you know, although I've got it on my website as, you know, this is what we cover week in, week out, I always start where the person is. And, you know, if there's a big deal here, because parents and dads as well, they feel an enormous sense of guilt. They feel an enormous sense of disappointment, a sense of failure. So I have to help people, or my pleasure and my, you know, honor is to help people work through those emotions and then start looking at nurturing your own self-esteem. What is it that nurtures your self-esteem? Is it going to bed with a great book? Is it, it's all simple stuff, you know. Is it having a hot bath with scented candles? Is it reading a trashy mag? Yes, it's great to go out with friends and drink sometimes a bottle of wine, but that tends to go round and round in a circle and it doesn't move you forward. Because your friends always, of course, want to support you. You might end up joining the pity party and slagging off your ex. I don't think that's very helpful for anybody. So working with me, I help rebuild people's confidence and help them move from we, which is the W-E, you know, we family, us as a family, as a group, four of us or six of us or however many, to the I strategy of me, myself, and I now, I've got to take care of myself. I've got to learn to empower myself. So I help people do that too. And that really empowers them and builds back up their self-esteem, their self-confidence. Because dads do. I work with dads because often they don't know who to talk to. I mean, men aren't always, and I hate to be stereotypical here, always very good at talking about their emotions. And particularly here in the UK, we have this stiff upper lip business. And men sometimes go to the pub, maybe start to drink a few drinks, talk a little bit, but end up talking about sport and not really talking about the fact that they're devastated that they haven't seen their kids for 4 weeks because their wife is being difficult. So all of these cards are there to help dads as well, because I think we need to make sure they feel included in the process and know that, you know, we all get damaged by it, but we can limit it. And if we work with people that are there to support us, it's minimal damage to people's self-esteem. And you will get a bit of a hit, but hopefully you join the phoenix stage where you all rise again. And in fact, it can be quite exciting creating new traditions. Like, you know, you perhaps never had a real Christmas tree before. Mm-hmm. Now the new tradition as a, you know, as a different family is to have a real tree. So you can invent new traditions that help build everyone's self-esteem and everyone feels included, going from the we sort of to the I, really, if you know.
Yes. And this self-esteem stuff in parents is really important. Many families bring their kids to me, and the whole family has been hurting for a while about something.
Yeah.
But often, and I'll suggest that parents, you know, take some time for themselves, and they'll often say, oh, no, no, it has to be my kid first. I might need something for myself, therapy for myself, but I'm not going to do that right now. My kid first. And I encourage them that actually by nurturing themselves and giving themselves what they need and what their brains need, they're also nurturing their children and what their children's brains need, because the parent who hasn't self-restored themselves as best they can at these critical times is less able to be present in the way that kids so desperately need during this transition.
Well, yes, because you're running on empty. And I always use the analogy of in an aeroplane, you know, the oxygen drops down to you as the mother or father first, because you need to take that oxygen so then you can help your child. And you're right, I call it me time. And I think it's incredibly important to nurture yourself. And we often feel guilty if we do that. But if you look after yourself first, then you're in a good mental place. You're in a good, you know, emotional place to take care of all the extra things that you've got to suddenly start mastering and taking care of. And therefore, you'll be in a good place to take care of your child and your children.
Yes. And Sue, as we get ready to go into another break, I am pondering how this deck of 48 cards that you've created has so much utility, both for kids and for parents, for healing on all sides. Just little cards in your hand, but they can be a reminder at the most difficult time what a child may be feeling and what potentially is a conversation that needs to begin, either begun by your child or begun by yourself. And, well, a self-help book can look pretty large and unhelpful at a desperate moment, but a conversation card, a single card in a deck, so reachable, so pick-upable, there in the moment.
Well, that's why I did it, you see, because I didn't want to write a tome of a book around this subject. I wanted it quick and simple.
Yes, yes, and I know that is the cornerstone of your helpfulness, down to earth and practical ideas that you love to share with folks. So will you please translate a couple of cute little UK phrases you've used at sixes and sevens, you said. That means...
Oh, when you're confused.
I love that. I thought that's what that meant, but that's so cute. And your other phrase, too, you said we shouldn't just flag off the other parent. I think we know exactly what flag off means.
Oh, that means criticize nastily.
Oh, yes, that sounds great. I might incorporate that one into my own life soon. Well, we will be back in just a bit for our final segment with Sue Atkins. You can find her during the break at thesueatkins.com. And you can always find me at drbethkids.com. Please stay with us, and we will be back in just a bit with Sue Atkins from London.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Step by step, you made it through the journey of pregnancy. Now your baby is in your arms and you're on the cusp of a new journey, breastfeeding. As a new parent, you receive a lot of advice, much of it conflicting, some of it outdated. Tune into Born to be Breastfed with host Marie Biancuso. To bust through the myths about feeding your baby, Marie and her guests will help you figure out what you can expect and put you on the best and surest path on your breastfeeding journey. Listen every Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Fitness is important to keep your body in tip-top shape now and aging gracefully for the future. The Fitness Momentum Show with Coach Michael Merlino is designed to be your guide to fitness and running, whether you're a beginner or ready to run your next marathon. By paying attention to and following the tips offered by Michael and his guests, you'll be able to essentially be your own trainer. Get the most out of your fitness regimen and tune in every Friday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to Child Psych Central. To find out more about this groundbreaking program, please visit Dr. Beth's website at drbethkids.com. That's drbethkids.com. Now, back to Child Psych Central. Discover the kid brain.
Hi, welcome back. I'm Dr. Beth Onofrack, and I'm so pleased to have Sue Atkins, parenting expert from the United Kingdom, here with us today, joining us from London. It's in the morning here in the Tempe studios, which is where Voice America is located, and it's getting to be about supper time over there for you, Sue.
It certainly is. My tummy's rumbling.
Your tummy's rumbling. Oh, what? It's such a pleasure to have you here. We've been talking with Sue Atkins about her long time work helping parents through transitions and her particular concern about helping folks through divorce. And we've introduced the conversation cards that she's created. And then in the segment that we just completed, we talked about how the cards can help parents see through the eyes of the child and also how the cards can help promote self-esteem in parents and in kids and self-nurturance in parents that they can then also pass on to their kids. Well, Sue, I would love to hear a bit more detail about the cards. Can you please tell us what we would see and experience if we were to pick up one of your conversation decks?
Yeah, sure. Well, there's a few cards that just explain how to use them to get the best effect for therapists or grandparents or counselors or schools, you know, or parents, whoever's using the card, it sort of explains that. And they're in different colors. For example, the orange pack, you know, the orange section says things like, what do you like to do with your dad? Mm-hmm. So that you start that conversation. And it might say things like, well, what does mum love, respect, and admire about you?
Oh.
And then, you know, what do you love about mum? So we're nurturing at that stage, we're back to sort of nurturing the self-esteem of each person in the family. Because I believe divorce should be done with dignity and respect. Mm-hmm. If you keep that key energy, those two key energies in your mind at all times, then and it is difficult, I know that, but these cards are then, you know, there to guide you and help you keep it positive at all possible. Mm-hmm. And then there's a pink section that says, you know, how do you feel when you hear someone crying? There's a turquoise section that says, you know, what is the hardest thing about your parents being split up? There's a light green section that says, well, what can your friends do to make you feel better? Mm-hmm. And perhaps what can mum and dad do to make you feel better? Mm-hmm. So again, that gives you a flavour of the different types of questions. I mean, there's another one here, actually, because it's healthy to have negative. It says, what annoys you about mum or dad in this situation? Because it's good to hear what your kids are saying. You know, I hate it when dad slags off mum, or that's that English word, criticizes dad. I don't like it when mum is angry at the door when we swap over. You know, and you can do something about that if you want to be a kind of a mindful parent, you know. So there they all are, all in different colors, just as guidelines. And as I said to you earlier, actually, if you then go off the tangent and start discussing other things, brilliant, because that's what this is about. This is about you starting and developing your own conversations at your own time, in your own space, you know, and that's what they're all about, really. They're just triggers to help you.
Indeed. And it certainly gives children permission to go to these cards and ask these questions. If they are there in the household, that is a signal alone that your parent loves you, knows these conversations are hard, wants to help them along, and it's implicit permission to bring up some of the topics on these cards, however difficult they may be.
Yes, and you often may find that, you know, if you leave them around, you don't make them too sort of difficult to access, that you might find, and often parents tell me when they're talking about these things, sometimes last thing at night when you're just doing the story, if your children are younger, you know, you could maybe, they have the cards there casually and one of the questions come up. But make sure that it's not a sort of a negative conversation that you're going to have, because you don't want your child falling asleep at a negative time. But find those natural places. I mean, when I was with my son, when we used to have deep and meaningful conversations when he was young, and we weren't divorced then or anything, but I used to take him to what we call in England football training, which you'd call soccer, and every Thursday evening between 6 and 6.30 was my time to drop him up to soccer or football. And I used to find it a bit stressful sometimes, because it was right in the middle of the rush hour, traffic was bad. And then suddenly I realized, when I looked at the pattern, because I'm trying to be self-aware, is actually we would have some marvelous conversations on that journey up to football training. And sometimes we talk deep and meaningful. Sometimes we just talk about football. Sometimes we listen to the radio. Sometimes we wouldn't say anything at all. But on those occasions, there was space. There was a place that was regular that we could hold that space to chat. And sometimes it really was, you know, really wonderful conversations. So find a natural place without making it all too intense. Don't get stressed about it. And make sure that you're all relaxed so you can have fun as well. Because we look at in the cards, you know, what makes you laugh about your dad, or what you know, makes you laugh about your mum. So that you start to look at their positive things too. And it's not just all about the divorce.
Yes, and I really love your cards that prompt the parent to say what they, I think you said, enjoy and admire and love about you. Because when parents are going through difficult times, often those positive, loving feelings, although they're in the parent's heart, they may not be at the tip of the tongue because the stressors are so intense.
Absolutely. You know, and it's about saying, you know, how can we support you at home? And then asking the question, perhaps, well, how can we support you at school? What can your teachers do? So that home and school bridge that communication gap. Because teachers need to know that your child is going through a difficult time. Because if they play out, or they start to be disruptive, or their grades slip and slide, there is a reason. And people can help and pick them up and support them. So, again, it's about all of us looking at ways to help our children survive and thrive through the divorce situation.
Yes, what a beautiful tool you've created. So we've got about a minute left in the program, and I would love it if you would just let our listeners know if there are particular things you'd like to direct them to on your website or the resources that you have.
Well, yes, I'd be delighted if you come and look at me at thesueatkins.com, because there I have created a Parenting Made Easy set of toolkits, which is about 15 different CDs, from sibling rivalry to handling divorce to banishing the bickering, you know, that sibling rivalry, to making the big leap to secondary school. I look at navigating the choppy waters of the teenage years, to actually looking at toddler taming. So there's such a wide variety of CDs and MP3 downloads that you can buy, just called Parenting Made Easy. And if you'd like to follow me on Facebook, I'm Sue Atkins, the Parenting Expert, on there, and you'll find my face, so you'll know who I am there. Or by all means, come and follow me on Twitter as Sue Atkins, because as you'll soon find out, I'm a Twitterholic, and I love connecting people around the world. Bringing up children is so important that we can all share it and do our small bit to make it a better world. Then I think that's what, you know, that's what we're here to do.
Absolutely. And Twitterholic, that is a term that definitely crosses across the cultures. No translation needed. Oh, what a delight to have you. And I'm so pleased to be able to introduce you to a listening audience that may not have known you yet. I'm sure that from knowing you from this program that a new audience has fallen in love with you. And, you know, from the pilot here of Child Psych Central, I have developed a growing UK audience, and I think that you perhaps are making it a little bit larger by your lovely time with us today, Sue.
Oh, well, it's my pleasure, because actually 5 o'clock is a perfect time. It's before the bath, before the story, before homework. So actually English people can, you know, and people in Europe can listen in and learn loads from you and join the conversation, which is what it's all about, raising happy, confident kids.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us today, Sue Atkins, a complete delight.
My pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, absolutely. Our beautiful theme music is composed and performed by Zachary Bruno at ZacharyBrunoMusic.com. And I am your host, Dr. Beth Onofrack. Be sure to connect with me on DrBethKids.com, on Facebook and Twitter. You've been listening to Child Psych Central, Discover the Kid Brain. I hope you've gained some new ideas today. And remember, the smallest change can make a world of difference in the life of a child. Catch you next week.
Thank you for tuning in to Child Psych Central, Discover the Kid Brain. Please join Dr. Beth Onofrack for another edition of our program next Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time and 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. We hope you and your family will have a great week.